Have you ever considered why franchising is becoming a pivotal strategy in international markets? The growth of franchising in India offers fascinating insights into its potential. In this chapter, we will explore emerging trends and their practical implications. Get ready to uncover what drives these changes and what they mean for entrepreneurs and investors alike. Today's lesson will teach you to understand global franchising trends and performance metrics. You'll identify the operational models and strategies that lead to franchise success. We will explore the evolution and growth drivers within the Indian franchising sector. You'll compare localization and regulatory adaptations of foreign franchises in India. Furthermore, we'll assess opportunities and challenges in India's food retail franchise sector. Finally, learn how Indian companies expand franchising both domestically and internationally. As we delve into the franchising trends in the USA for 2024 and 2025, the industry showcases significant growth. With over 800,000 establishments, franchising generates around $850 billion and achieves a remarkable 5% increase in system-wide sales year over year. In 2024, quick-service restaurants lead with over 300,000 units and more than $250 billion in sales. Following close are retail businesses with 150,000 locations, reaching sales of $150 billion, and personal services at 100,000 units, generating $60 billion. Notably, the fitness segment emerges as the fastest growing within personal services, expanding at a rate of 10%. Looking ahead to 2025, sustainability and social responsibility gain traction, with 60% of consumers showing preference for brands that align with these values, while approximately 40% of franchisors are expected to adopt AI and automation for operational efficiency. Franchising trends play a pivotal role in shaping market dynamics. In 1960, Tom and James Monahan transformed the pizza industry by acquiring Dominick's, focusing on a delivery-first format with a streamlined menu and small stores, eliminating dine-in options. The franchise model emerged alongside this, with standardized designs, site selection support, and training for both internal and external franchisees. Fast forward to 1982, the establishment of the Internationalization Engine, or DPII, marked a strategic move to boost global expansion, emphasizing oversight of international markets. This groundwork laid the foundation for Domino's remarkable growth trajectory. Understanding these trends is essential for grasping the brand's successful journey. Franchising trends illustrate how market strategies evolve. Master franchising allows local experts to navigate markets and significantly expand Domino's footprint. The UK master franchise notably gained traction by operating in both the UK and Ireland, establishing itself as the leading pizza brand in home delivery. Additionally, franchisee-led innovation has been crucial. For instance, Richard Mueller's introduction of heatwave bags improved delivery quality by keeping pizzas hot longer. These elements underline the brand's adaptability and commitment to customer satisfaction. Franchising trends in Europe illustrate a compelling landscape. With 500 million consumers across 28 nations, the scale and access are astounding. This extensive market has a strong global pull, attracting many US franchisors. Notable examples include Spar in the Netherlands, boasting around 12,300 convenience stores. Butta in the Czech Republic follows suit with approximately 1,200 footwear shops. These brands underline the vibrant franchising opportunities in the region. Franchising trends in Europe reveal significant players like Benetton from Italy, with its impressive network of around 6,000 fashion stores globally. Another key brand is Etam from France, which operates approximately 4,200 clothing and lingerie stores. The concept of intra-EU spillovers also plays a critical role, promoting natural cross-border growth and fostering alliances, especially between the UK and Scandinavian markets. Furthermore, the landscape is enriched by non-EU brand sources, with many entrants emerging from Canada and Australia. These dynamics illustrate the robust interconnectivity within European franchising. Franchising Trends in International Markets spotlight remarkable players like Spar. Founded in 1932 and based in Amsterdam, it operates about 12,500 stores across 35 countries in Europe, Asia, Africa, and Oceania, through both franchise and chain models. The Interspar format caters to weekly shoppers with large hypermarkets. Eurospar and Superspar provide mid-sized neighborhood supermarkets, blending convenience and a solid range. For quick trips, Spar Express and Quickspar focus on compact outlets at gas stations. Innovation shines through initiatives like Spar Drive-Thru and expansions into India via Max hypermarkets. Franchising trends illustrate how expansive the scale is in Australia. Currently, there are over 94,000 outlets that employ nearly 600,000 individuals and account for a domestic segment worth $174 billion. On top of that, wages across 1,267 franchise systems total about $35.1 billion. Moreover, the food sector is experiencing a shift as brands pivot towards online ordering and delivery. This shift also includes experimenting with larger experience-oriented sites compared to smaller takeaway operations. Franchising is evolving to meet consumer demands while supporting a considerable workforce and economic contribution. As we explore further, fast food franchises remain the champions of profitability, while fitness and gym franchises are among the most rapidly expanding globally. Additionally, e-commerce is gaining momentum, with digital demand continuing to rise beyond 2023, allowing brands to connect with national audiences effortlessly. Understanding these trends is essential, as franchising provides the framework for scaling businesses in Australia. It fosters resilience and broadens category offerings across various sectors. Recognizing these dynamics is crucial for those looking to thrive in the franchise landscape. Franchising trends reveal significant success in international markets, exemplified by the Coffee Club. With approximately 300 stores in Australia and a turnover exceeding $370 million, the brand serves over 40 million cups each year and employs more than 6,000 individuals worldwide. Its CBR format offers a full-service cafe experience with extended hours. The club format delivers quick service with light meals at high-traffic locations, while the kiosk format focuses on efficient service in shopping centers. Innovation is key, evidenced by new drive-through and shipping container concepts. Backed by Minor DKL, the Coffee Club thrives across numerous countries, highlighting effective adaptation and strong franchisor support. Franchising trends reveal a dynamic interplay between causes and outcomes. The first concept illustrates how push factors, like domestic market saturation and rising competition, drive businesses to seek expansion. Conversely, pull factors such as favorable economic and political conditions in target markets invite this growth. The pathway often starts with expansion into culturally similar stable markets like Canada and Western Europe, before moving to emerging markets with unique challenges. Ultimately, this journey reflects a risk-reward profile, highlighting greater risks but potentially higher rewards for those who venture into international franchising. Franchising in India is witnessing remarkable trends that shape its future. The landscape currently represents an 800 billion Indian rupees market, expected to grow at about 30% CAGR from 2021 to 2026. Established brands are expanding their reach through multi-unit ownership. Meanwhile, micro-franchising encourages diverse entrepreneurship with low-cost, adaptable business models. Digital tools are enhancing operations and enriching customer experiences at every interaction. Additionally, national initiatives provide a supportive environment, facilitating the shift from agriculture to a services-driven economy. Franchising trends in international markets reveal exciting success stories, such as that of Cafe Coffee Day, or CCD. Founded in 1996 in Brigade Road, Bengaluru, CCD has become India's largest organized cafe chain. Its deep vertical integration includes owning 12,000 acres and producing Arabica coffee, alongside manufacturing its machines and furniture. CCD's expansion has taken it from a single store to a presence in major cities across India. Additionally, it has ventured internationally with outlets in Austria, the Czech Republic, and Malaysia, while exporting Arabica to the USA, Europe, and Japan. The brand's youth-centric positioning is encapsulated in its tagline, "A lot can happen over coffee," fostering a strong community narrative. Let's explore how franchising has contributed to employment in India in 2017. On the store level, a typical outlet employs between 5 and 30 people, showcasing their significance in local job creation. Direct employment from franchising totals around 14 million, with an additional 1.8 million in indirect roles, driven largely by the food services sector. Retail dominates this employment landscape with 7.7 million jobs, making up approximately 5% of the total workforce. Other key sectors include consumers with 3.1 million and education at 2 million, highlighting diverse job opportunities. Lastly, the high absorption rate in service formats plays a crucial role in fostering local workforce development. Franchising trends tell a fascinating story of evolution. In the 1960s, early international soft drink and hotel franchises made their debut in India. However, by 1977, the government enforced a policy reversal, leading to the expulsion of foreign brands. The mid-1980s marked a gradual comeback as policies softened, allowing selective returns. As we moved into the 1990s, liberalization accelerated entry, embracing franchising as a significant growth strategy. The modernization of the food and beverage landscape in India showcases significant developments. In beverages, Coca-Cola and Pepsi have been pivotal, re-establishing their presence and scaling operations effectively. The ice cream sector saw Baskin-Robbins pioneering specialty dessert formats with its early parlors. Fast food experienced a remarkable expansion, with brands like McDonald's, Subway, and KFC leading the charge, alongside others including Taco Bell and Dunkin' Donuts. The health and beauty sector also witnessed innovation, with Gold's Gym marking an early franchise footprint in fitness. Each of these players has uniquely contributed to shifting consumer behavior and market dynamics in India. As we explore the journey of foreign entrants in India, we see that localization is crucial for success. Companies must avoid beef and pork, tailoring menus and products to local tastes. For instance, fashion brands like Marks and Spencer and Lee adapt to Indian sizing and the tropical climate. In the hospitality sector, hotels like Holiday Inn and Marriott ensure compliance with local liquor laws. Courier services like DHL fine-tune pricing and services to reflect local spending habits. Lastly, educational institutions such as EuroKids must engage with families and adhere to state regulations to thrive. Expanding into India's food retailing market presents a remarkable opportunity. The food service sector is valued at approximately 4 trillion rupees, with only about 2% organized. There is a significant franchise white space available for both national and international brands. Major players like McDonald's, KFC, and Pizza Hut are actively expanding. However, the pharmacy sector shows a contrasting challenge, as local chemist relationships deeply influence distribution dynamics. Successful entry requires understanding localization and local market nuances. As we delve into the franchising trends in India, it's striking to note that the country hosts around 4,600 franchises. The landscape is divided significantly, with 50% operating regionally, 34% at the national level, and 16% making global impacts. The food and beverage sector notably leads this charge, contributing to one-third of new outlets launched through franchise systems. Additionally, projected employment is set to double by 2022, driven by innovation and demand. Beyond food and beverage, sectors like retail, healthcare and beauty, and education present compelling opportunities for franchise growth. This data paints a vivid picture of the potential that franchises hold in the Indian market. Indian brands are increasingly making their mark on the global stage through franchising. First, it's essential to frame the play by targeting hubs with vibrant Indian communities. This helps to highlight authenticity and quality, ultimately promoting brand India effectively. Next, understanding market fit is crucial. brands must validate demographics and competition by identifying gaps. For instance, successful names like Saravana Bhavan and Sankalp have thrived in ethnic dining clusters. Finally, leveraging associations, such as engaging the Franchising Association of India, can provide valuable support for compliance and market entry. Let's review what we've covered in this lesson. Franchising is growing significantly in international markets such as the USA, Europe, the UK, and Australia. Noteworthy success stories illustrate how franchising is expanding across various sectors. In India, franchising is crucial for employment and economic growth, involving both foreign and domestic brands. Major drivers of this expansion include technology, evolving consumer preferences, and supportive government initiatives. You're now ready to apply these insights to your understanding of franchising dynamics.